Well, it is Wednesday, which means it's time to talk sports.
A shot to dead center. He laid into that one. Back it goes, and kiss it goodbye. There's another drive. Hooked down the left field line, deep into the corner, and that ball is out of here. That's going to be a home run. He's done it again. Mookie Betts has had an exceptional night as he hits one deep to right field. Did he do it again? Rickard back, turning around, and that's number three.
Those little dainty ticks on the radio, they were actually three home runs last night for Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts. That's only the 27th time in franchise history that three home runs in a game has been accomplished. I love how statistics-oriented we can always be here.
Well, there are two things that this brings up for me, Meghna. One is statistics orientation, as you point out. And the other is what fun it is to listen to baseball highlights. You know, people complain that baseball is too slow. What? Not this. three home runs like that.
In 28 seconds, to be exact. And by the way, Bill, you're so excited about last night's game. You jumped the gun. I didn't get a chance to introduce you. Bill, well, not like you need introduction, but that, of course, was the dulcet tones of Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, and he joins us here at Radio Boston on Wednesday to talk sports. Okay, so let's dive again into it.
It's very exciting. I have done some diving.
Okay.
And I think some people may be surprised to learn how often somebody has hit three home runs in a game. 233 times in the American League and 246 times in the National League, according to this. Now, that may have changed because some baseball has been played since those statistics were posted, I'm sure.
And that's in the totality of baseball history?
Yeah, exactly. And among the Red Sox, the Red Sox pop up a good deal. Ted Williams, of course, a couple of times, hit three home runs in a game. Bobby Doerr hit three home runs in a game. Ken Harrelson, back in 1968. Yastrzemski in 76, Jim Rice twice, 77 and 83, and Mo Vaughn in 96. And I'm pretty sure I was at that game. And I didn't see any of the home runs because I was with my younger daughter and she kept dropping her dolls down under the seats and I was down looking for them every time Mo Vaughn hit a home run. I'm pretty sure that was 96.
You reached down between the seats and suddenly there's a roar.
Roar, 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 Mo Vaughn hit another home run.
Well, Mookie Betts, given that list that you just read to us, Mookie Betts is in some pretty great company.
Some excellent company. Of course, there is a danger in some of the company he's in because another fellow who appears on the list and who, in fact, hit three home runs in a single game five times is Mark McGwire.
Oh.
And so Mookie doesn't want to be in that company.
Yeah.
And so he has to be a little careful, probably doesn't want to hit three home runs again, you know, in the next game.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Mookie Betts himself about how he felt about his performance last night.
Probably the best night, you know. It's the first time I've ever done that. You know, I was able to make a play behind Bobby Ross, too. So, you know, for putting the whole game together, I think today was the best day.
He's referencing that diving catch that he made in last night's game as well. So, overall, Bill, how do you like the Sox?
Well, what's not to like? Got a guy who hits three home runs in a game. They're playing very well, and, of course, they're benefiting from the fact that this streak that they're on right now is coinciding with Baltimore's bad streak. And so the Red Sox have opened up a little daylight, and there's nothing not to like. You might hope that the pitchers that they thought were going to be very good would get a little better as the weather stays warm. But aside from that, there's nothing not to like.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to basketball because we have the NBA Finals to look forward to. It's going to be Golden State versus Cleveland. And see if I can remember properly, Bill. Was it some time ago you sat right here across from me at the table and said, yeah, that's Steph Curry. He looks small.
He did.
We should have just played that tape
they
again,
They were
actually.
Down one game to three, and he did. He disappeared. You know, there were stretches where Steph Curry, most valuable player in the NBA, simply didn't seem to be present. And then, all of a sudden, in this magnificent comeback, winning three games in a row, he was huge, no longer small. Of course, if you can throw the ball in from 75 feet away, you don't have to be tall because the tall guys are all closer to the basket waiting for you to do something in there. He's been magnificent, and his teammates have been magnificent. And as far as I'm concerned, as I said, probably 3 weeks ago. This is exactly the finals matchup that I wanted, and I think that most people want, because you got LeBron James, multi-time winner of the Most Valuable Player, and you've got the drama of his trying to bring a championship to Cleveland, and on the other side, you got Steph Curry, basically David against Goliath because of his size, but David never shot that accurately in his life, so he's a David who has a particular affinity for hitting nothing but net. It's just a fantastic drama. It's great fun. It's the sort of finals that is likely to engage even people who don't pay a whole lot of attention to the NBA and pro basketball during the regular season, which is probably a fairly large number of people. But this is great fun, and I, like lots and lots of other people, are really looking forward to this series.
I'm hoping it goes seven games, to be perfectly honest.
The beauty of seven games, and in the case of Cleveland's winning their conference championship, even six games because they lost two and suddenly looked a little vulnerable. The beauty of the longer series is that storylines develop.
Yeah.
And you brought it up yourself, you know. Oh, my goodness, Steph Curry suddenly looks small. What happened to him? And everybody's saying, what's the matter with this Steph Curry? He can't play defense. And then he says, well, yeah, but watch what I do tonight. And you've got your storylines developing, and suddenly the thing becomes great fun, way, way beyond the obvious attraction of brilliant athletes playing brilliantly while everybody's paying attention, which is, you know, part of the reason, obviously, that we pay attention to sports at all.
Great drama on the court. Hey, Bill, in the last couple seconds that we have, I would love a preview of what's coming up on Only a Game this weekend.
Well, we're going to do something. You were talking earlier about statistics. So we're going to do something that's kind of fun, which is we're going to examine the sort of revolution in the way people are looking at baseball statistically. There's a group of people who were saying the win is not the important thing. And you know, I grew up thinking a 20-game winner, that's the definition of an excellent pitcher. He wins 20 games a season. Now these analytics guys are saying, no, that's too arbitrary. You only ought to be looking at walks, strikeouts, ERA, other sorts of statistics, because the win, you know, if the guy leaves the game after pitching, allowing two hits and no walks in seven innings, and then his relief pitchers blow the lead, the guy who started the game and pitched so brilliantly gets nothing.
Yeah.
Gets no win. Well, he's still got a great ERA. He's still got a lot of strikeouts. So that those statistics measure properly the credit that he should get. So it's an interesting debate, and we're going to go all the way back into the late 1800s to find out sort of how these statistics developed, measuring baseball players and pitchers particularly.
Oh, interesting. Well, here's another statistic. If your clock on Saturday gets stuck at 7, it will be right exactly twice, and those will be the same times that you'll hear Only a Game on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, always great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you, Meghna.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston.